Hello and welcome to the Monday, July 21st, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First of all, let me start with diaries. Russ finished his series on remote admin tools and how to detect them and how to derive indicators of compromise from samples that you may capture. Really like this series. Also talks a lot about what tools are available that allow you to extract these indicators of compromise without necessarily having to run the particular binary in a sandbox, which, as in this example that Russ discusses, is not necessarily all that easy. And in particular, if your only goal here is to find other infected machines via these indicators of compromise, usually speed, first of all, is important. Russ also points out that these indicators of compromise change, but also you want to limit the damage being done. And it's not necessarily that important to get a complete picture of what this particular binary is doing. If you at least can detect and stop it, you can then always later analyze it further and figure exactly out what data you lost. And we have talked in this podcast and in our diaries a lot about home routers and various vulnerabilities in these devices. No big surprise that someone now came up with a special project to particularly investigate these home routers for vulnerabilities. The Electronic Frontier Foundation did start the So Hopelessly Broken challenge that will be revealed at DEF CON 22 in Las Vegas to show off what vulnerabilities were found as part of this contest. Now, all of the vendors will be notified beforehand, so you may already see a couple of patches. Not sure if the most recent Cisco patch, for example, was an indication of some of the vulnerabilities that are going to be disclosed at DEF CON later this month. The real problem, of course, will come later, whether or not there will actually be patches released for these vulnerabilities. Also, we may see these flaws being disclosed against one particular router, but in the past, what we have seen is that then the same flaw in a different variation shows up in other routers as well. And Siemens is probably not the only industrial control system vendor that produces equipment that's vulnerable to recent OpenSSL flaws. Siemens actually did publish a number of patches when Heartbleed came out, but we had other OpenSSL flaws being discovered since then, and of course it's always slow and difficult to update these devices. However, Siemens now notes that they have seen some attacks in the wild that try to exploit these OpenSSL vulnerabilities. In order to help people secure their devices, Siemens now came up with some guidelines as to how to secure these devices better until a patch is available or available patches can be applied. And this was published as part of an advisory by the Industrial Control System CERT earlier last week. And if you're listening to this podcast, shouldn't come to you as a surprise that Flash can be used to send HTTP requests. That's one of the basic ways how Flash, for example, can include data from web services in its little applet. Now, what you can do on a web server is you can set up a crossdomain.xml file that will limit whether or not Flash is allowed to access your particular web service. Interestingly enough, Bing doesn't really bother with a strict policy. Instead, the crossdomain.xml file published on Bing does allow HTTP requests from arbitrary Flash applets. This can now be used to do essentially cross-site request forging, and in a recently published proof of concept exploit, this can, for example, be used to then extract the user's search history on Bing. As far as your own websites go, as long as you don't have a crossdomain.xml file, Flash can likely not be used to access your site, for example, for cross-site request forging. However, if you do have a file, make sure it appropriately restricts what origins can load Flash scripts that are then allowed to access your site. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.